All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am Mark Comar.
So, guys, I'm King.
And today we're going to talk to you guys about soft skills.
Right.
And how imperative they are to your acquiring a position. Once you get in the position, maintain the position.
Yeah.
Being able to deliver your skill set, your expertise, your personality, your character in a way where it's conducive to not only the culture of the organization and helping cultivate the culture, but also to just allowing you to have a quality workflow, you know, for yourself, right? And a quality work environment for yourself. So I know he has some ways that he's going to discuss to you about soft skills. I have a way in which I talk about that's not necessarily the normal corporate approach, because my whole goal at Kane Ross, when we talk to our recruiters and we have our team meetings to discuss how do we talk to candidates and how we get them prepped for interviews, and then how we get them prepped to actually go into the organization that we're very familiar with and the companies we're familiar with, the orgs we're familiar with, we talk about the person. So soft skills that I like to talk about are seemingly common sense, but are so far from it for whatever reason. So I'm going to address it this way, and you keep your thought about what you're going to talk about with your point of view. But my point of view, whenever I talk about soft skills, is always go with this kind of that old adage when you were a kid, your parents used to tell you, you know, treat people how you want to be treated.
Right.
Right. It's that same thing when it comes to soft skills. We get so enamored and thinking that we're so different now that we're going into the into the corporate sector that we need to have a certain level of professional skill delivery and, you know, suited and tied because HR says, don't say this, don't do that. And, you know, don't. But at the end of the day, fundamentals are still fundamentals. Humans are still human.
Right.
A soft skill that is just one that I think that is being lost over time is people caring for another individual and really wanting to know the person. Right. Soft skill is just, hey, let me ask you more questions about you so I can get to know who you are, as opposed to, yes, so I have, you know, 5 years in JavaScript. I did a, you know, a certification in, you know, C++ and SQL. I've worked on so many portfolios. You can go to my GitHub and you can see all the 10, you know, portfolios that I've done. And I'll go over these. I'll show you the bottleneck. I'll go over all that. And yes, so it speaks for itself. Not once have you engaged anybody, and that's just right to get to know you. Like, got kids? You know, do you like sports?
Right.
Are you what's your hobby? Or do you like to go fly fishing? You know, can you hold your breath for, you know, a minute or 2 minutes? You know, underwater, like questions.
Right.
These are soft skills that a lot of us don't do anymore. A lot of people don't do because we're so focused on what I can get and what I need. I don't really worry about you as an individual. And they always say in business, some of the greatest sales books I ever read talked about, if I can get you everything you need, you'll take care of me. But I don't know how to get you everything you need if I don't ask you questions.
Right.
So that's the number one soft skill I think that I know for a fact that I've seen happen in interviews. That is helping for me and my companies to be able to position myself with the Amexes of the world, with, you know, the Advantage data centers of the world, with, you know, multi-billion-dollar entities, is the connection that I had or the persons that I'm talking to, my soft skill set, along with the technical, you know, skill set that I have in the business, you know, acumen, is to develop a relationship with those people.
Right.
So therefore they can count on me. They can feel like I got their back. Because they need to keep their job too. But if I don't know how to service them, I can't do it. So that's the number one soft skill I would say. So we're going to yours.
And then to piggyback off that, one thing where when I was working at Quicken Loans as a banker, one thing that they'll go over is this acronym called WIFM, what's in it for me, speaking like in terms of the client. So, you know, just try to see from the standpoint of the other person. As Mark said, you know, figure out how you can be of service, you know, figure out, you know, kind of how that person, what they like, you know, things like that. So you can ask better questions, you know, give better answers and just seem more engaged in the conversation. And then to add to that, one of my points that I wanted to say, one of the most important things about soft skills is just being able to communicate, right? So being able to have that back and forth with somebody so you just don't seem like a robot, you know, because that's kind of like more, think about like if you went on a date, right? And you're just kind of like robotic, you know what I'm saying? Do you really think that person's going to hit you back like, hey, what about date number two? You know, they're going to go back.
Is she a robot too? She might.
Right, exactly.
But she's not.
Exactly. He or she, whatever.
Right, right.
You're going to go back and be like, man, this person I went on a date with, like a stale piece of bread. Like, this was so lame. So, you know, just be able to have that back and forth, you know, get comfortable, be able to have that conversation, make it as fluid as possible so you just give yourself a better chance. So the people on the other side know that you're a human. And they know that you care, and they know that you're not just trying to get a job, but you're also trying to find out how you can get value.
That's so true. I think the date analogy is perfect. And I always say too, it doesn't matter what position the person you're talking to is in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed to be around luminaries in entertainment, right? And, you know, and even in business as well. But the thing that always impressed me, no matter how high up they were, and I'm gonna name drop here because it impressed me what the gentleman did.
Uh-huh.
So you know the story, but I went to Jamie Foxx's house.
Mic drop.
Right. But I went to Jamie Foxx's house for a party, right? Mm-hmm. When I was around your age, I was 32, I think at the time, whatever it was, when I first moved to LA, mm-hmm. right? And you know the story. So, but what impressed me was I was one of 200 plus guests, right, at this gentleman's house. And this is Jamie Foxx. You don't know who he is? He's a, no, multi-talented.
She gave me money.
right. Multi-talented actor, singer, comedian, dance, everything, right? Everything, all of that, right? One of the, I think you can count on one hand how many actors, you know, female or male, can do all the things he can do.
Right.
So most people have an awareness of him in entertainment, you know, in the States. So I was able to be at his house. And again, I'm nobody. I'm not trying to be an actor. I'm just there. I run across him on his compound, on one of his, I just happened to run across him, and his humility just to say, hey, I'm Jamie. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, hey, I'm Jamie. Still got his hand, shook my hand.
Like, people don't know that.
Right. Like,
but still.
Like, I'm at your house. Mm-hmm. I'm at your house.
Right.
Everybody knows you, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, I was just so impressed with that. I mean, and again, I didn't fanboy, you know what I'm saying? You know, man crush on him. But I mean, I respect him tremendously. And mm-hmm. I said, hey, I respect your work and I thank you. And I mean, I will man crush in that regard for letting me be at your house. I said it to him. But the fact that someone of that caliber, right, could have the soft skill enough to still be humble enough to, at his house,
mm-hmm.
I'm at your property to say hi and stick out your hand. That always resonated with me. So, to me, no matter if you are the person being interviewed for the job or especially if you're the interviewer, you know, to hire the person, delivering the soft skill of just making someone feel warm and welcome.
Right, right.
Is powerful. So I was already a fan of his, you know, before that moment.
Mm-hmm.
That just solidified even further that I was going to be supportive no matter what he did. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we kind of want people to interact with us. And I understand tremendously, let me say this, guys, I'm fully aware a lot of tech professionals, not all, but a lot are introverts and somewhere on the spectrum. And that's not a negative. That's just a reality. So a lot of times there's a disconnect
mm-hmm.
with the ability to be able to deliver your soft skill. Because you're so intellectually focused on delivering a robotic delivery of, like you said, the robotic delivery of, this is what's important,
mm-hmm.
the actual service, the actual job, the actual, you know, thing I'm here to interview for, I'm here to work to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand, it's always another element outside of, especially as we are still needing flesh and blood humans to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that ability to be able to navigate the soft skill component. So like you were saying, not be robotic, step back. So how do you do that, right? If you're a natural introvert, someone on the spectrum, and you, because most time those who are, you have an awareness that they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be a natural, gregarious, outgoing person, right? You know, so that's my thing, right? I forget it, Myers-Briggs, where I lie on that chart. I forget, but I'm more on the extrovert side, you know, but I forget it. I'm somewhere in the middle. That being said, what you could do to practice your soft skill is if you're not around a lot of people, because you're, you know, you're more of an introvert person, or you need your space away from people, and you find a little bit anxiety ridden to be in front of others trying to work on things, right? I would say get in the mirror and look at your reflection and talk to your reflection as if your reflection was someone else. And ask your reflection different questions. Anything. It can be the most outlandish question, right? But what that does is it starts to train you on how to step out of what you are not naturally gifted at, which is the soft skill conversation, you know, of being inquisitive of someone else, right? So that's how you can practice it, okay? And I know I always say this a lot. I know it sounds like it's benign or it's very minute, you know, but I guarantee you, if you practice it with the intention, we've talked about intentionality, go look at our other video. But if you practice it with the intention to want to build that strength, that's a little bit of a weakness for you, I guarantee you, when you get into your LinkedIn conversations, when you get into your Discord conversations, when you get into, you know, if you're already gainfully employed, when you get into your next Zoom meetings, you'll start to practice that type of thing where, you know, if you get on early and it's you and, you know, two of your other representatives, you know, that you Zoom, they're, you know, one's in Portugal, the other one's, you know, in Seattle, and you're, I don't know, in Colombia, but you talk to them, say, 3 times a month at least, but you don't normally engage in how they're doing. Now, if you practice that in the mirror where you're asking yourself questions, I guarantee you it'll start to just, so the one who's in Portugal, you know, what's about Portuguese, you know, like, you know, you might, if you know that, or how's your Portuguese coming, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, how is it, you know, how's the peso doing down there? You know, is it growing in value? You know, you'll figure out, right? But that will help your soft skill begin to expand. That will help your network begin to expand. That will help your career begin to expand.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're talking about this whole importance of soft skills being important. I think you got another angle too that you want to talk about too.
Yeah. And also with that, I mean, open-ended questions, if you can practice open-ended questions, not just yes or no questions, but questions where people can like elaborate, that gives yourself as a conversationalist a lot more firepower, because then, you know, they're just talking and you have so much data that they're giving you. And you can respond with whatever, or you can piggyback off of whatever they said. But next, just teamwork, right? Being able to work with the team.
Mm-hmm.
A simple story, when I was in high school, kind of what did it for me was in wrestling season, I took the role of, you know, cutting a good amount of weight like each week, right? And when I say a good amount of weight, I'm talking 10, 15, 20, because that's when I hit my growth spurt.
Damn.
It was tough. That's when I had my growth spurt. But if I were not to do that, there was another senior that was a weight class ahead of me. We would have been battling out for a spot. And so we both ended up doing very well that year. But one of us, you know, might not have been able to help the team with points when it got to the most important meets of the year. Right. So even though it was kind of harsh on my body, I was like, fuck it. It's for the team. You know, let's do it. Not cry about it. No, I cried every single week. But still, man, you got to do whatever that you can is going to be best for the team. Do whatever that you can is going to be best for the organization, because people are going to remember that years later and say another role opens up or something like that. You'll probably be the first person on their mind. Damn, like, this dude really worked hard. He busted his ass for us. So like, let me give him a call, see if he's open for a job, you know, and take it from there. So be willing to, you know, lay it all out on the line for your organization. As long as it's not doing anything negative to yourself, like physically, and as long as you can handle it mentally, I'd say do whatever you can for the team, because long term, it might bring you more money, but at the end of the day, it's going to put yourself in a different view in other people's eyes, but it's going to be an uplifting view of you. So just make sure you can do what you can for the team.
I like that. That's a good one, because it's a very fine line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very fine line. But, and I like his perspective. And that's what we're here to talk to you guys. Because not every time that we say anything that is always going to be like this, you know, kumbaya, you know, understanding. Because I slightly disagree with that. only because so often in corporate sectors, people are doing exactly that at the expense of losing themselves, right? Within you know, you were young where, you know, and you were fully about the team, you know, respect, hats off to that. But you can, unfortunately, put yourself in harm's way.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? To where, and it's hard as you get older to be able to bounce back and recognize where you lost your footing and regain that footing again.
Mm-hmm.
So I slightly disagree. Again, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think you should definitely, if you say you're going to be part of a team, you should definitely play your role and play your role to the fullest.
Right.
Totally. I told you, that's where you put balls to the wall, but you also should have enough to say, if the team is not reciprocating in kind, right? And I'm not saying that they need to give you a raise. I'm not saying, because we're talking about, you know, trying to make an analogy here, right? I'm not saying they should give you a raise per se, but there's a fine line, because when your health starts to suffer,
right,
you're eating fast.
That's crossing the line.
Yeah, you're eating fast food. You're not getting sleep at night. You're not getting to that REM sleep. You're constantly focused on the task, on the project at hand. You know, you don't spend time with the family like you need to. You got kids.
Right.
These are things that are realities. And these are things that lead to what we've talked about in other episodes, you know, burnout, right? These are things that lead to, you know, heart attacks, you know, panic attacks, things that are serious, right? And if you're 38, 39 years of age, and you are obese for yourself, you know, I'm not saying you're morbidly obese, but you're just obese for yourself, and you might be at risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, and that type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're committing too much to the craft or to the commitment of the team, it's a fine line. You do all you can, but make sure everything else prior to that for yourself is foundationally sound enough to where you have a foothold to stick back to, you know, go back to. And we talk about this in our course.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm not saying that I disagree with the totality of what he's saying. I'm saying I just disagree with the fact that, and maybe disagree is not the proper word, I just don't want you all, you know, hanging your hook on that fully and not looking at the other side of it, okay? Because he's right. You definitely gotta give you 100%, but make sure you have everything else in place. Your, what we call in, you know, in health and wellness, like your baseline, right? Your baseline has to be in order. So if you're talking about your LDLs, your sugar, you know, HDL, all that stuff, right? Your baseline should be solid, right? But the problem is your baseline is not solid, but yet you want to go take these supplements.
Right.
You don't have a nutritional lifestyle that's healthy, but you want to go take everything that's supposed to be quick and easy.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't developed the understanding of how to eat healthy meals and prepare meals that are going to be quality for yourself, drinking water primarily, right? Only thing you do is drink three things of coffee. So you lose, you don't have a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you are going to be that balls to the wall person, make sure you have a foundation where you have good sleep, you have good relationships with your family and friends, you know how to cut things off at the right time, at night, you know, or when you need to go to an event with your kids or you need a date night with your, you know, with your love, with your spouse, right? If you have that foundation, your baseline that is solid, then you do what he's saying do. I will say when he was younger, he had a baseline of, again, because he's at home with his parents, he had a baseline of they still wouldn't let it go too far. They allowed him, again, to grow into his young manhood and his teenagehood and, you know, be a state championship wrestler, but you still had a baseline.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When we get older, unfortunately, we lose that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Especially with the hustle of trying to keep it with the Joneses and not just keep it with the Joneses from the standpoint of what we make economically, even though it is a major one. Right. But it's keeping up with the Joneses because we have the demands of the job and we want to be deemed and seen like we're actually doing it.
Right, know? Right. I was going to say, that's why this is the holistic approach to getting into tech, right? It's not to necessarily, you know, break yourself down, you know, mentally and physically to reach a goal, but to just make sure that you are like a complete piece.
Right.
As you're on the journey to getting to your goal. And then for my last piece, you know, just be able to problem solve, you know, be able to problem solve and think critically, because those are going to be like really important things when you're in your interview or, you know, when you're in your job, just to be able to adapt and figure something out quickly and not sit on a problem and be like, oh my gosh, kind of don't know what to do. It's like, no, you haven't brave, you know. So just be able to keep your head on a swivel and think quickly on your feet, because that'll help. It'll definitely help a lot.
That's interesting. So that's a soft skill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
It's kind of like 3-in-1, but
yeah. I was like, that's one, because if you're not that person, that may not be for you. Mm-hmm. Those are tough ones to learn, but I hear you. So yeah, that's an interesting soft skills. So yeah, guys, just want to think about, like you said, bring soft skills to the table. You just can't leave that thinking that your expertise or your tenure within the craft is going to win you over, because that's just not in this day and age. Everybody has read any type of, you know, self-help book, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, mom, and most companies are being led now by people who have a little more of a soul, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. if it trickles, if they're too large, right? You know, it takes time to trickle down to, you know, to the common worker. But I'm saying to say the soft skill is very important, because it will allow you to really step out amongst the other candidates that are trying to get the same position you have.
Mm-hmm.
It will also, like he said, keep you, what I agree with him, it will keep you in the good standings within the organization and the uplines and the management that be,
sure.
C-suite, because they see you being able to deliver yourself in all facets of the culture. And that's what creates the culture,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Be it good or bad. The good cultures, they deliver the soft skills. The bad cultures, they just deliver the skills, the technical skills, and they don't know how to, you know, handle certain things with kid gloves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to problem solve in a way. And the problem solving is not always just the problem solving of the actual project or the situation at hand. The problem solving a lot of times is, how do I deal with Susan's comment to me about what she thought I was supposed to deliver to her,
right.
And it didn't come across the way what I delivered to her, didn't get across to her in the email like it was supposed to come across. How do I solve this, you know, potentially combative situation to where it can be resolved in a way we both can get to our North Star together,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why soft skills are so important. And that's why we're bringing this to you. And that's why he's saying we got to make sure we deliver all that. Okay. But anything else you want to leave him off with, though?
Just be human. Be human. And just know that the other person that you're speaking with is human. Figure out, understand how you would like to be treated, and deliver that same to the other person, so that you guys can exist in the same space and level up. So,
and I'm gonna piggyback off of that to close out real quick. I totally agree with him, and I'm gonna say this especially to the men out there, because we do this thing sometimes too, where, you know, why didn't she get it? I treated her this way in our you know, relationships. I treated her this way. Why can't she get it, right? You treat people the way you do. You treat people the way you want to be treated, but you do it because it's just what's the right thing to do,
mm-hmm.
not with the intentionality of trying to get something back from it. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So please understand that in delivering your soft skills and delivering yourself, it still should be done just because it's the right fucking thing to do.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily need to be the thing just because you want to get a raise or you want to climb the corporate ladder. You know, they should understand. If you just do it and do it without any type of compensation in return or anything receiving in return, then that's when, you know, universe, God, whatever, however you want, you know, whatever you want to say, will start to reward you in kind.
Right.
All right. So deliver the soft skills because it's the right thing to do in order for you and the team to get the projects done the way you want to get them done, where everybody can win. And whether they reward you or not, the reward is coming.
Mm-hmm.
The same way we do while we, you know, give the charity, right? Or, you know, give away, you know, a tenth of your earnings or whatever it might be, right? Just because it's the right thing to do, not because you expect something back. So just keep that in mind when you talk about delivering your soft skills, okay, guys? And you'll be just fine. So we hope this made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have a course coming out here shortly. It's going to cover, like he said, the complete holistic. And you heard how we're talking about things a little bit different than how you normally would approach it, because again, that we have to tweak our thought process. It can't keep looking at the same puzzle pieces and to wonder why they don't fit, right?
Right.
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is
crazy,
right? Insanity, right? So We're trying to bring a different approach to you to be more effective for yourself in your day-to-day. And once you're more effective for yourself, then it will matriculate. I found out matriculation is not what I thought it was. Well, it's enrolling in our course.
Right. Hey, live and you learn, right?
Right, right. It will help you merge and amalgamate itself better into your work life the way you want it to when you take care of you. So our course is going to deliver all of that, the holistic approach to developing you on a day-to-day basis. Then we get into the boot camps, we get into the skill sets, we get into the, you know, language coding and all that stuff like that. We get into helping you once you, you know, get into your workflow, you get into your career. We'll help you with, you know, the discrepancies you may have with your C-suite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there a little nepotism may be going on, how do you handle that? If you don't see upward trajectory, you know, momentum, how can you pivot properly? All that stuff, we're here to help you. Okay. But our course is going to go over all of that with 25 plus modules on everything. Okay. Even a section that we're talking about, a little bit more detailed breakdown about what we're talking about right here with soft skills. Okay. So you get a little more clarity and a little more direct understanding of how you can be better with your soft skills. Okay.
Right.
So look out for that. But until then, like, subscribe, comment, let your friends know, and make sure you message us so we can get back to you. Look out for us on higher power tech on Instagram.
Yep.
Right. And then Higher Power Tech on TikTok and Higher Power Tech on
YouTube
and what
LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn, right? And I hope if you're seeing us on YouTube or you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple, thank you. We appreciate you. And we'll be talking to you guys again soon. Well, even which
be great, guys.
All right. Catch up with you.